Hey, it's Dan Bova from Entrepreneur Media, and welcome to How Success Happens, the show where I talk to awesome people who do awesome things and ask the simple question, how on earth did you do that? Ready to get informed and inspired? I am too, so let's get to it. How Success Happens starts now. So I know you don't have a ton of time, so we're making these little snack size episodes to highlight a great tip or just an awesome story someone has told me over the years to give you a kind of, I don't know, caffeine boost of inspiration. So this week I dip back to a chat I had with Damon John, also known as the People Shark on Shark Tank. I have spoken with Damon a number of times over the years, and I'm always really happily surprised by how chill he is. In this case, he arrived to our office with no entourage, no do not look Mr. John directly in the eyes rules, nothing weird, nothing diva-like, no star treatment, just chill guy steps off the elevator and we sat down together. We had a great conversation. We talked about how he started FUBU with like $100 in his pocket and a loan from his mom that he joked that he still doesn't quite know where the money came from and doesn't want to know, which was pretty funny. He's a popular guy, a very approachable guy, which means he gets approached a lot from people looking for guidance, which he's always happy to give. He told me that actually it's really one of the driving forces for him these days, having accomplished so much financial success. He said he really, really gets a boost and it gets him out of bed in the morning knowing how much he can help other people who are just starting out on their journeys get to where they want to go. He said he gets inspired by them. But I did ask him when he's on the street or even on Shark Tank, what he wishes people would kind of stop asking him about or what he wishes they would consider before they hit him up for his investment dollars. And here's what he had to say, which I thought was some great advice. Is there something that you see time and time and again with whether it's Shark Tank contestants or just people who come up to you probably nonstop? Is there one common theme that you see over and over again? Like, I wish people would stop doing that.
Yeah. They don't know the reason they're doing it and what they'll get from it. So if you ask for $1 million, I would say, you want to be a millionaire. So when you get the $1 million, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Are you going to buy a Bugatti?
Yeah.
You can't even, Bugatti probably about 1.4.
Yeah, right.
Are you going to buy 10 cars?
Right.
Are you going to go live in Bali for $30,000 a year for 10 years? So that right there is $300,000. You have another $600 and $300 that you're going to put in the bank. And the rest, I don't know what you'll do to invest it. And you're going to work with kids? Or are you going to buy income producing properties and buy 4 homes that every single year you'll leverage and you'll hopefully buy another two. So first of all, the biggest mistake people make is they don't know their why. What are they doing for it? They come to the tank and say, I want to be a Walmart. Why?
Right.
Right? It all depends, right? So that's the first thing, the first mistake they do. Second mistake is they go into a negotiation and they don't consider what's on the table for the other person. All they consider is what's in it for them, and they tell you all their problems on how they need this to help this. And, you know, and I love the saying, don't tell anybody your problems. 20% don't care. The other 80% are really happy that you have them. and last but not least, they think that transaction is the one that is of value, but the transaction you're supposed to value is actually had done a deal and or had a discussion or a handshake with a person, and the 10 or 20 or 30 years you're going to do more deals with over time. You know, so it's almost like when I walked in the room with you, I remembered you. I said, hey, we've talked before and stuff like that.
Right.
And that transactional thing will increase the way that, you know, hopefully we support each other over the years.
All right. Well, that is today's snack. Thanks to Mr. Damon John. And thanks to you for listening. Hey, if you have a question, a tip, comment you'd like to share, send it over to howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. We'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe to our show, leave us a review, and if you can stand even more of me in your life, please subscribe to my Substack. This should be fun. And a special thanks, as always, to Nika RPM, who happened to be my brother and sister-in-law, for this rockin' theme song. Hear more from them over on Bandcamp. Okay, that's it. Catch you next time.